This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Rebel Wilson, who, by the way, looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She went on a journey of having a really healthy 2020.
For her.
And she looks fantastic. And she was, I don't know if she was on a podcast, I think it was. She was telling this story about how she was once kidnapped at gunpoint.
Whoa. Mm.
She was in Africa. I don't know if I'm going to say the name of this country correctly. Mozambique?
Mozambique.
Oh, Mozambique. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's no quay? There's no quay?
There's no quay? Done.
Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Yeah, it's Mozambique.
Okay. All right, it's French.
I'm not going to gang up on her. Don't make me do it.
I've never heard of it.
Really?
Yes.
Mozambique?
Never heard of it.
Huh.
Go home.
Is it be quit?
Yes, quit.
Bye. So anyway. I found your soft spot intellectually is for sure geography. Mozambique.
I don't know where anything's located.
I don't either.
I just do the name. Yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so she was in Mozambique, and you know it looks French.
They may have been like colonized at some point, perhaps. But yeah, an African nation.
All right. Well, anyway, she said we were on this cattle truck. She doesn't really give that many details, and it's kind of bugging me. She said they were on a cattle truck, and these men came on another truck with lots of guns, pulled beside them with these big guns, and they were like, "Yeah, you got to get off that truck." So they, I don't know how many people, I don't know who was with her, were driven to a house in the middle of nowhere.
What?
She remained calm. Sheesh. They sat everybody down and said, everybody link arms. She was petrified in the night that they might want to come and take one of the girls or something. And she figured that illegal substances had been put in the vehicle to be smuggled across the border.
Sure.
And the kidnappers were there to pick it up. But whatever the case, she and her fellow detainees were released the next morning. And she said, you know, we didn't ask any questions. We just got back on the truck and got out of there and crossed the South African border a few hours later. I mean, did you report it to the police?
Oh, my gosh. So she overnight was a prisoner.
Yes.
That is terrifying.
That's not good. You know, I don't even know if you really report that thing to the police, because what happens is, I think when you are in a different country, I remember friends having concerns when they would go from when I was in LA, when they would cross the border and go to Mexico, that they had some shady things that happened from quote unquote law enforcement with them. Mm-hmm. So I think you might just think, let's survive this and let's get home.
Yeah.
Let's not get involved in case there's any sort of backdoor bribery or.
Right.
Let's just. Let's
you don't
want to
be in a Mexican prison, that's for sure.
No. I remember, listen, when we were in Kenya, I was 17, and there were two vans, and the van in front of us on one of these dirt roads hit a guy who was on like a motorbike. And I remember driving by and then seeing this guy laying on the ground. And then van in front stopped, and then our van stopped. So the van in front hit that. And you thought you were in total rural Africa. And out of nowhere come all these hands slapping on the side of your van. People are yelling.
Oh,
people are making noise. And I thought, oh, my Lord. Now, I did not see this. I probably because I was looking down and was so terrified. But the word from the van in front that there were rocks, that there were machetes, that there was an idea of mob justice, which is if he dies, one of you die. And I just thought, oh, my Lord, this is how it's all going to end. See? 17, will my parents ever hear about this? Will people back home ever hear about this? We ended up spending, oh, goodness, I don't know if it was 5 hours, something around there, because they had to drive down into the city of Nairobi, pick up someone. So then that was how they got law enforcement up there. And now during it, there was this whole sort of miracle that happened where, like, the only thing that made them realize that we were good people, so the story goes, is that they kept hearing so many people praying. And so they just kept hearing Jesus repeated. And they were like, maybe these are good people, not out to harm one of us. And it ended up being a good story in the end, and the guy survived, and we all got home.
Holy cow. But we spent hours
on this rural road in the cut in Africa. That was the first day of my trip to Kenya. I spent 2 weeks there. The rest was better.
I hope so. Did you tell your parents about this?
Of course. I called my mom, and she picked up the next day, and then I just started crying on the phone.
Oh, I was so scared. And then she's like, come home now.
It was so, so frightening. But then the rest of the trip was really great. Met just some beautiful, lovely, wonderful people there in Kenya. But boy, a dicey start. So that reminded me when I read that Rebel Wilson story, I thought, ooh, this can get really slippery really fast.
Ooh. I'm never leaving America again.
No, Donna, no.
I'm scared.
You know where you should... Here's a good spot where you might travel.
Okay.
England.
Mozambique.
Oh, no.
It's in Africa.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with all the African pronunciations.